The case concerns a construction worker who went to jail for possession of cocaine and for drunk driving for the fifth time. He had been making child support payments of about $500 a month, but in jail his monthly income dropped to $45. Normally a person's income determines how much child support they have to pay, so he asked a judge to reduce his payments. But the judge said it was his own choice to drive under the influence, so he let the man's debt accumulate. The man's lawyer, Todd Smith, says with interest, he'll owe more than $30,000 once he gets out of jail.
He'd have a large arrearage hanging over his head for the rest of his life, and what makes that unfair is that the arrearage accumulated when he was not able to pay it.
Smith says it's not that his client was trying to get out of child support, rather, he may have a drinking problem. But the opposing attorney, Frank Vasquez, said it doesn't make sense to reward the man for going to jail.
He needs to acknowledge that even though he's in jail, he still continues to have an ongoing responsibility to his children. We're just reflecting that ongoing responsibility. If it takes him 35 years to pay it, that's fine.
Vasquez says individual judges should decide how irresponsible someone was when they went to jail and handle the child support situation accordingly. However, one justice asked where this would stop. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley pointed out that many people make choices that are irresponsible to some degree. She implied having judges decide how reasonable parents' choices are might lead to courts micromanaging the lives of anyone who owes child support. Other states are split on whether parents should always have their child support payments reduced when they go to jail, or never have them reduced, or whether it should be left to judges' discretion. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.